Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Do you recognize the shepherd's voice? Do you know his voice? Sheep need to know the shepherd's voice. Do you know his? It's quiet. You've got to be still to hear. But it's there, and it always leads us in peace. Even when Jesus' words challenge us or convict us, correct us, they lead to peace. His words always bring life. Listen to him. Best way to prepare yourself to listen to them is by daily reading of the scripture. You need to read God's word. You need to read it daily to be formed, to be shaped in his image and likeness, according to his priorities, to what he thinks is important. See, we take in so much of what the world says, and that determines what's important and what's not. But that's not good. You want what God says is important for your life, for your day, your priorities in relationships, in the business world, wherever you are. What is it that God wants? So that's why the daily reading of the scripture is imperative, brothers and sisters, if you're going to become like him. That doesn't just happen. Yes, it is God's action and God's grace, but it happens because we dispose ourselves. We want to hear him. We seek to learn from him. We seek to bring our lives in accord with his word. So let's take a look now as we begin here. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 19 to 26. See what you can learn just from this reading. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen. Remember last week we're reading Stephen was stoned to death and a great persecution arose, and so the disciples were scattered. They were scattered to many places, and it was the way in which the word of God began to really spread. It wasn't just right there with them in Jerusalem, but the persecution scattered them, and that actually God used that for a greater purpose. So those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, what did he see? He saw love. He saw joy. He saw peace. He saw people hungry and thirsty for the truth. He saw them drawing closer together. He saw the grace of God. He rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, Barnabas. He was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Brothers and sisters, that's what should identify us, filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. If that does identify you, praise God and ask for more. If it doesn't identify you, if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit and faith, ask God. Fill me, Lord. Let the graces of my baptism and confirmation come alive in me. Help me to see what you see and hear what you hear. Help me to follow you. Be active. Seek it. Go after it. God will give it. A large number of people was added to the Lord. And then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So my goodness, here's Barnabas, a good man. He goes searching for Saul. And for a whole year, they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Followers of Christ. Christian. That is our identity, first and foremost. a follower of Jesus Christ. All you nations, praise the Lord. Psalm 87. All you nations, praise the Lord. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves. The gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. I will tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. Let all the nations praise the Lord. Christ is here. Christ is present. All the nations, those who cry out to him, Christ is present. The verse before the gospel says, my sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Do you hear his voice? I ask you that again. Don't just glide over the words. Is that true for you? Can you pray that? Can you say, my sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Do you know him? Do you follow him? Christianity is very, very active. Because we're having to choose between the world's view and God's view moment by moment. That's what I mean by it being active. We have to exercise our beliefs moment by moment. Don't succumb. Don't give way. Don't give up. Fight for the truth. Fight for your beliefs. Stand firm. Do it with charity, in justice, in mercy, yes, but do it. You can't be passive and be a follower of the Lord. You can't. Even if you're confined to bed because of illness, your heart is alive. You may feel pretty sick right at the moment, but your heart is alive. Even in sickness, you can say, Lord, I choose you. Even if I don't know how to express that because I'm confined to bed, I choose you. In my thoughts, in my words, in my actions, I choose you. Be active. Don't let Satan wheedle his way into your heart. You have to be strong and clear, moment by moment. Ask the Holy Spirit for the grace to do that. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly. They're confused, they're upset, they're probably having arguments with all kinds of people. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. Now, what does he mean by that? My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. If Jesus were to stand before you today, would he, in a sense, I put it in quotation marks, would he recognize you as one of his followers? My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. Do you know his voice? I've, and probably many of you have been too, I've been out in fields where sheep are being called and they recognize the voice of the shepherd. When he calls, they come. Well, there's a few recalcitrant ones, but for the most part, they come. They hear the voice of the shepherd. They draw near to him. Do you hear the voice? Or are you inundated with so many voices that you can't hear him? give time every day to silence. You say, my goodness, how can I possibly do that? I have this, I have to do that. It is amazing what we can carve out when we really need to. And if you can't, if you honestly can't because you have sick children or you have a number of children and you can't, just say to the Lord, 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 hear me. Hear me. Speak to me. I am listening to you even among the din and the noise all around me. I hear you. And you will know the Lord. You will know his presence. Seek after him. Remember that story I told you of Susanna Wesley, mother of Charles Wesley and John Wesley, great Protestant teachers. And Susanna had 12 children. And yet Susanna knew she needed to pray, so she would throw her apron over her head and crawl under the table. That's what she did. And the older children then understood that their mother needed time with Jesus, so they took care of the younger ones. She had them well trained. It's amazing what we can do when we really know how important it is. So I encourage you not to let your children alone. I don't mean that. But I do encourage you to look for ways in which you can at least take a few minutes here and a few minutes there to just say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You'll be amazed at how God will respond to that. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Your most secure place is in the hands of your Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, your Savior. That's where you are most safe, most protected, where you can most flourish, be productive. Really, brothers and sisters. Pope Benedict said, the first challenge of Easter, we are summoned to begin the journey inward and upward toward the hidden true reality, and we must find that it is reality. We can only have faith in the risen one if we have encountered him. We can only encounter him by following him. Only if both things are true of us can we bear witness to him and carry his light into this world. Notice that. We can only encounter him by following him. We need to encounter him. To do that, we need to follow him. Only if both things are true of us, bear witness to him and carry his light into this world. The power of transformation is available to us, said Pope Benedict. Let our lives be one whole movement toward God. Let us seek the things that are above. Brothers and sisters, that's what God wants to do in our lives. Open your heart to him. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.